Welcome to the Fearless Women Podcast. We're inspiring conversations for the unafraid. I'm Janice McDonald, founder of the Beacon Agency, author, and global champion for women. Why am I making this show? Because I want to share the inspiring stories of women leaders in business, arts and culture, politics, and more with all of you. Hear how they've chosen to go forward and be bold and make the world a better place, even when it wasn't easy to do. Subscribe now wherever you find podcasts. Hey, everybody, I'm Janice McDonald. Welcome to another episode of the Fearless Women Podcast, Season 2. Thank you for listening from all over the world, including USA, UK, Australia, Mexico, and so many more countries. I want to check in with all of you. How are you doing? These are unprecedented times, and it can be hard to be at home, trying to make it through each day. We're having to balance so many competing needs. We've kept going with the podcast because we hope you can feel some connection and find some inspiration from our show while you stay home to flatten the curve. Thank you also for your support in making my book, Fearless, Girls with Dreams, Women with Vision, a bestseller in Canada. I am so grateful. This book celebrates women taking risks, facing down fears, and blazing a trail. Messages that are essential and offer all kinds of inspiration that we need right now. And our next guest, Sonia Shorey, is featured on page 288 in the Dream Chapter. If you still don't have a copy and want to send one to someone who needs a dose of inspiration, shop online at Amazon and chapters.ca. And if you have to go out, grab one at Costco. It's available right across Canada in-store at Costco. Again, thank you for your continued support. Now, as mentioned, I am delighted to welcome Sonia Shorey to the show. She is the Vice President of Marketing and Communications with Invest Ottawa and Bayview Yards. She is an active volunteer nationally in Canada. So much that we're going to talk about. Let's begin by welcoming you to the show. Sonia, thank you for being on the show.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm so honored to be with you today.
And thank you for being in the book. We're going to talk about that and so much more. But why don't we begin by talking about these unprecedented times? So how are you managing as you work from home? What's different? Are you making bread as you're answering emails and running conference calls and everything? What's happening? How's Sonia doing out there?
It is truly unprecedented times. And with Invest Ottawa and Bayview Yards and our focus on entrepreneurs and firms, it has been really dedicated to focusing on how we can help all of the founders, entrepreneurs, companies that are struggling in such a new way in this current climate to really find their way forward, looking to help as many survive as possible, trying to revector all our programs, services, online events, so many opportunities to try and learn from this particular crisis and really be there to support in unprecedented ways. So outside of work, of course, staying in touch with everyone I love, so important to stay connected for our collective mental health, to inspire and enable others to find light in every day. Really, the people who surround me are incredible. But the biggest focus of all is really focusing on the companies and our community that are in need of so much help right now and trying to find new ways to get that to them.
Yeah, but you were already working flat out before we hit this on behalf of startups and tech innovators and women entrepreneurs. So, you know, yes, these are unusual times and you're very active on behalf of entrepreneurs. So tell us more, like what is happening that's helping people in our community and in the wider, you know, because we have so many companies and they're not only thriving in our region, but also they export and, you know, there's big and small businesses. How are you helping them specifically?
So we're very fortunate in Best Ottawa to have lots of different mandates and divisions that target different types of companies facing different opportunities and challenges, particularly in this period. So our venture development team focusing on how we can help our small businesses benefit from new online curricula, workshops, training sessions, advisory services, all being delivered safely now online, capitalizing on the many different types of measures coming forward from our provincial and our federal government. They are listening and they are collaborating operating in ways that are also unprecedented. We are very grateful. We know that there is more to do. InvestAuto and Bayview are very, very active in terms of advocating with many collaborators here in our region, others across the province and across the country, to try and get greater, broader support that is really dire and very much needed at this particular time for small businesses, for pre-revenue companies, early stage companies that are growing. We don't want to miss that next Spartan Bioscience or the next Shopify because they couldn't survive this period. We're really working hard to try and make sure that we're connecting those mechanisms of support to those companies. We have, of course, brought everyone back home. Bayview Yards is currently not open to the public, but all of our programs and services from our pre-accelerator, accelerator, and our scale-up still operating remotely and virtually. And we're really going out and almost one by one, brick by brick, talking to different companies and founders to explore their specific needs and being very customized in how we're helping them, whether that's companies that are scaling up because they have a COVID solution, such as a company like Atonics, which has an incredible telehealth remote platform that is currently being used extensively in the UK in the dire situation they have there. We're trying to make sure Canadian companies and healthcare providers know it's available for free right now. So working with companies on their specific opportunities to scale or where there's displaced employees, and that's a very unfortunate and very real impact in this current climate, helping to connect those displaced tech workers and other employees into opportunities wherever possible. So we've revectored every type of service offering we have to meet the needs and the challenges facing our clients right now in this climate.
It's incredible. And the speed with and the responsiveness is it's really inspiring. What's it going to mean in terms of going forward? I know it's hard to predict timelines, but how do you think that your organization will change as a result of having gone through this?
I think there will be incredible learnings. When I step back and I look at the COVID crisis, it's a very difficult time. There are very powerful opportunities emerging. For the first time, at least in my lifetime, I see nations collaborating, political parties collaborating, women and men from every single background, every type of organization coming together to fight this invisible enemy. I see that in our city. I see it in our organization, that there's a willingness and a desire, a burning passion to go out and find new ways to do things that are more cost-effective, more efficient, that leverage our resources in new ways, that have great impact. I think the virtual learning and the virtual economic development and entrepreneurship that we're bringing forward and together with many collaborators right across Canada is going to be ground changing. And I think it's going to lead to all kinds of new ways to work with companies and founders that might be in our remote communities. I'm from Brockville. And so the opportunity to know that what we're doing at Invest Ottawa could have impact right across Eastern Ontario, including my hometown, to give some of those aspiring entrepreneurs, women, immigrant entrepreneurs from every walk of life, the opportunity to explore the development of their own business when the economy comes back, and it will. We will get over this hurdle. We want to make sure that we're prepared to help Ottawa, Eastern Ontario, and Canada seize every opportunity and lead that recovery. And that's putting all the resources we have to work in new ways.
Yeah, I love the idea of partnership and collaboration. And I do agree with you that I think will become very much a new normal. I want to shift direction and talk about Sonia in the book. Your page 288, you're part of the chapter that is all about dreaming. And you give this amazing quote. You say, "This foundation gave me the courage to fight fear, build resilience, and relentlessly and passionately pursue my dreams with everything I had." We can hear that in what you've just been talking about. It's so, it just rings true. Can you talk about your experience in finding the pictures and telling your story? You know, how was that for you? Because I've heard so many different experiences from the women featured in the book, you know, sharing their inspiring stories from Canada and beyond. How was it for you, Sonia?
The experience of being a part of Fearless, the book that you were so generous to offer me the opportunity to be a part of, was incredible. And the opportunity to go back and look over the course of my 45-year history, beginning from when I was a young girl, and my parents, the love of my parents was so foundational for me. That really was what gave me the courage, the resilience, and really drove my passion right up through to who I am today. I mean, whatever impact I achieve, I really do attribute to the love of my parents and those that are close closest to me through every career journey I've had. My experience with Nortel was life-changing and very foundational in terms of my career development, my personal life. And as it's rolled forward, I take something from every single chapter, every person that I have the privilege of working with and engaging. It becomes part of who I am, and it allows me, I hope, to give back and be more impactful in the things that I choose to direct my energy to and my passion to. That includes, of course, the entrepreneurs and companies we support in Invest Ottawa, and many of the amazing organizations, especially those that are dedicated to empowering and enabling women in leadership, whether Elevate International and Technovation, that really equip women with those new skills and mentorship. People invested in me. They invested in me from the time I was knee high. And I've never forgotten a single one of those people. And they've contributed to me in a way that I will pay forward for the rest of my life. I really believe that.
So beautiful. Take us back then to that 10-year-old you. I mean, the picture in the book of you is so adorable. But tell us about that 10-year-old Sonia. What were you into? What did you, love to do? I see you twirling, you're posing there.
I was a very active little girl, and I had lots of aspirations and big dreams. One day I'd want to be a doctor who would come forward with a life-saving solution, perhaps to something like COVID. The next moment I wanted to be an actress and really famous and doing wonderful work where I could establish a charitable foundation, that would give back to different causes. I had dreams that changed every single day, but I frame in the book that they were always big, at least in my mind. And of course, big and impactful is always relative, but I wanted to help people. I wanted to make a difference in the world. I wanted to look back and know that the gifts my parents and others had instilled in me created change, created impact in ways that were really important for others. And so that little girl in that photo was very passionate and bright-eyed and confident. And of course, as you walk out of that safety of the home...
And adorable, parents, by the way. Absolutely.
The confidence gets shaken. There's always twists and turns and stumbles as you go out into the big world and you encounter challenges, and things are never a straight line. Really, I always came back to that foundation of love that my parents provided to me, and the inspiration and the mentorship, the people who have believed in me, I will be indebted to for the rest of my life. So whatever energy and enthusiasm and passion you hear now was directly attributed to that little girl and everyone surrounding her put into her during those first few years.
So tell me about a time you were fearless. Just tell me about Sonia at a fearless moment or fearless time.
Do you know what? I think the women's initiative that we've undertaken at Invest Ottawa might be one. So when I came into Invest Ottawa in early 2017, our organization had a pretty bumpy start with respect to how we supported women. There was a lot of hurt and pain in our community, and I really respect that. And I set a goal that I wanted to help to address that. It's a journey, and no one person certainly can solve something that's that deep-rooted. But I wanted to try together with all the leaders in our organization and our community, champions like yourself, Janice, to really try and move that forward and make a difference. And that took courage, because certainly it was a very hot topic. It was something that was widely debated. It was very public. And when we came in, I really wasn't certain what we were in for. And step by step, we built a plan. We took resources that were in our organization, both financial and human resources, and we started to channel them with intent around a plan, a strategy, and started to execute. And not only execute, but measure against it. And we're excited by some of the changes that we see to the pipeline of women founders that we serve from all types of different backgrounds, particularly in our pre-accelerator program and our Small Business Enterprise Center, where you see the aspiring entrepreneurs who want to move forward and build a business right up to scale up companies. And so that took a lot of courage, because I knew that it would be something that many people were watching closely, that there was a lot of pain in the community, and that it was something that would not be easy, certainly, but that I was really committed to, and that I wanted to not only bring into Ottawa, but work with others across the province of Ontario and across Canada. And the changes that I see just in the last 2 years, I'm so excited and inspired. And the culmination of that might even be International Women's Week, which of course you were a tremendous part of, together with so many champions and leaders right across Ottawa and more broadly this year across the province and across North America. Critical mass, champions and allies, women and men working together to equip and enable women in leadership. It will not happen if it is not a unified effort. And slowly but surely, each year, we're seeing more and more progress on that front. And I believe that Ottawa will be the best region in the world for women to establish, launch, scale, and grow a successful global company. We will have the first $100 million woman-owned company in this region in the next few years. I'm committing to that, and I'm passionate about it, and that's what I want to drive for.
I love it. And it starts even with recognizing that it wasn't perceived originally to be a place where women would feel like they want to hang out and just be as they contemplate their business aspirations, and to where it is now, which I think it's a model for other communities, what they can apply the learnings and the blueprint that's been created. And I love also that, again, that theme of partnership and collaboration has come through all of it. So you sought out the expertise of so many people to say, how do we do this? And that collaboration, I think, is so powerful in creating lasting change. That's the other thing. I love the big dreams of making the region a place where women entrepreneurs truly can thrive.
I can't underpin enough how important it is to surround with experts like yourself. And so the steering committee that we've established is something that is passionately championed by almost 20 leaders, women and men from the investment community, the entrepreneurship community, research and academia. It will take all of us working together and surrounding ourselves with the experts who can guide us, help us make the right decisions, bring tangible change and action. So one of those really exciting opportunities, I think, Shibu, is a new investment boot camp that we are going to be launching despite COVID and the current climate this fall. We will likely do it digitally if we're not all back safely in a single place like Bayview. But that program has $100,000 of angel investment from women angels in the Ottawa community who, despite the critical challenges facing us from the health and the economic perspective, are keeping their investment in this program. It will be a four-week program that is led by women entrepreneurs and investors for women founders that helps them to be investment ready. They will pitch for that $100,000 at the end of the boot camp. And moreover, Invest Ottawa and the Capital Angel Network, which are co-leading this program, will then connect those women founders to other sources of investment here in Canada, North America, and worldwide. That's a big challenge. Investment is one of the key barriers to women succeeding in entrepreneurship. Only 2.7% of women founders receive investment on planet Earth. That is a statistic that absolutely must change. And the challenges around that are much more severe now. It is harder to get investment in the COVID climate because investment has dried up on many fronts. Terms and conditions are different, and it's a very relationship-driven opportunity and business. If you can't meet face-to-face, that creates a greater challenge, particularly for women founders. We're very committed to helping reverse that.
Yeah, that's so exciting. And you're absolutely right. The research shows that. As you know, Claire and I have done our national research in Canada on women entrepreneurs, and access to capital certainly has been a challenge and an ongoing challenge. So this is a direct intervention, which I think is so exciting. You talked about the need for a network, whether it's accessing funds or even putting together something like these really leading programs like Shibut. So, and you yourself have a solid network that really helps you do these amazing things. Have you been strategic in developing it? And what advice would you have for women, not only to tap into their network, because asking is important, but really creating that network and nurturing it? How have you, Sonia, approached that?
You know, I would say that has been a very top priority for me with respect to my personal and professional development. I would say I'm naturally extroverted. I used to do a lot of theater, for example, and that 10-year-old was an actress that was very active, yes, from a young age. And so I've really valued the opportunity to learn from everyone around me. And I believe that you can learn from absolutely everyone and you can lead from any position. And so really harnessing relationships through each step of my career with a focus on the goals and the vision I had for what I personally and professionally wanted to accomplish, and going out and seeking different leaders very proactively, leveraging those in my network who might be connected to those I couldn't reach directly. I mean, our steering committee, you, Claire, Shav, so many of the talented women, Susan, Jennifer, there's amazing women who have surrounded us at Invest Ottawa, and I feel privileged to have very strategically approached each of you, and so grateful for the beautiful relationships that have spawned from that outreach. Being very targeted and thoughtful about your goals, who the leaders and the mentors are that can really help to foster those goals, and not just impact on us personally, but on the goals that you set for the communities or the sphere of influence that you're operating within. I definitely have made it a priority. I'm, of course, in strategy, marketing, and communications, so perhaps many would say it's a natural part of my professional role, but it's also part of my DNA and who I am, and that I really have prioritized the development of strong relationships. Some of my mentors go back right to my Nortel days. That was such a fundamental period in my life, and I'm honored to say that I still stay in touch today and seek guidance and recommendations from people I trusted 20 years ago as a bright-eyed, you know, 20-something that was going into a very male-dominated, tech-oriented world. The people who believed in me during that period have a very special place in my heart, and they have a very real impact on who I have become today. So be thoughtful and selective about how you approach those relationships.
I love that. And if I'm hearing you correctly, continue to nurture them.
Consistently. And that's so important. So one of the pitfalls that I think come along with relationship development is sometimes when we get very busy, and it's a natural tendency, sometimes relationships will start to drift away. And often when we go to reapproach, sometimes the perception is, oh my goodness, they're looking for something. They want something specific. And when I grant that, then they're going to go away again. Really being consistent and nurturing the relationship for the relationship itself, and not just with the target outcome of receiving something, but giving something. That two-way exchange and mutual benefit is a guiding principle that I've employed. I would like to think I've employed consistently, that my parents really ingrained in me from the time I was a child. And so really consistently being very focused on how to continue building trust. Loyalty is one of the greatest gifts, and it absolutely can be fostered in the current environment on every level, personally, professionally, in business and other.
I agree. Absolutely. Loyalty is so fundamental to strong relationships. What's something, Sonia, you wish you knew earlier?
That you can stumble and fall and recover and come out even stronger. When I was in my younger years working for companies that were very technology centric, I had a lot of fear about speaking up when there were a lot of very seasoned male leaders around the table. And that's the world that I lived in. There were often times where I had an idea and I was afraid that it wouldn't be right, that it would fail, that perhaps it would mark my career path and limit me in some way. And now I'm surrounded by so many amazing people who give me that opportunity to share ideas, and some of them succeed and some of them absolutely fail. But you know what? There's learnings from everything. If I could have taken that back, you know, 20 years ago, I really wonder what type of, you know, career path might have unfolded. Perhaps it would be different, or perhaps it would lead me right back to where I am today. But I can tell you my confidence would have been boosted, certainly in the earlier years where I really wrestled and fought with that in my 20s in particular.
So what's some specific advice then for younger women listening? Ambitious younger women.
Think big, be bold, and fearless. To quote your book, don't be afraid. You can recover and rebound from absolutely anything. Sheryl Sandberg has an amazing quote where she talks about being in the depths of despair and kicking her feet on the bottom of the ocean and coming right back up. You can do that. And that's honestly one of the greatest ways that learnings happen, and that you determine the kind of impact that you can have, what kind of resilience you can employ, and how much you can weather, the storms that you can weather, and how much stronger you can come out on the other side. Think big, be bold, fierce, and fearless.
I love that.
Just like you, Janice, honestly.
Just like you, Sonia. Okay, so tell me this. Do you have a favorite app or a book or some binge-worthy show that's helping you through these challenging days?
You know what? I am so passionate about what we are doing at Invest Ottawa. I can't say that there's a show that I binge on, but I can say this. I take moments of every day to talk to people I love and to talk to founders and entrepreneurs directly to hear what they're going through and think about ways that I might be able to help them or connect them to others who can. And even just to share a positive word or hear positive words, because it does get lonely. Certainly being in isolation, I got really sick after International Women's Week. And so I've been in isolation for about 6 weeks. So those moments are what are getting me through for sure. The personal contact, the video calls, seeing faces, you know, being connected to my father, my sister, and my little nephew, seeing his smiling face and just longing to be with them again physically and be able to hug them and spend time with them.
A feeling we all share. Absolutely. So final question, Sonia, what's your dream for Canada?
I love this question, and I've been thinking a lot about it. My vision or dream for Canada is that everyone, no matter what walk of life, no matter what role or stage of development, has the opportunity to fulfill their potential and achieve tremendous impact on our country and on our world. I believe that Canada can lead, and this crisis is a prime example. We have all of the ingredients in Ottawa, in Ontario, in this country, to really demonstrate how we can pull together, employ all of our strengths, women, men working together to lead the world on things like solutions to COVID-19, to world hunger, to our environmental challenges, our economic challenges. Just here in Ottawa alone, 9.9% of our population is employed in the tech sector. And when you look at San Francisco, they're at 10%. We're on par with San Francisco. We have so much brilliance and so much capability here in disruptive technology that we can employ. If we get this right and we give everyone the opportunity to fulfill their potential and we start equipping more women and enabling them and empowering them into leadership roles with decision-making authority together, we can do things we can't even imagine. It's for Canada to lead the world in all of those areas and have the greatest potential impact we can.
Amazing dream. Amazing. Inspiring woman, Sonia Shorey. She's Vice President of Marketing and Communications with Invest Ottawa and Bayview Yards. She is an active volunteer in some very important organizations in our country and an important voice in Canada. Thank you so much for being on the show, Sonia.
Thank you for the opportunity, Janice, and for all of your incredible support and mentorship. It's amazing.
Thanks for listening. We want our community to grow. Tell your friends, follow us on Instagram, and sign up for our newsletter at fearlesswomenpodcast.com to get the early scoop. Thanks again to our amazing sponsors, BDC, Lockheed Martin, and Export Development Canada. Subscribe in Apple Podcasts or in your favorite app. And if you like what you hear, give us a 5-star rating. I'm Janice McDonald. Stay fearless. Thank you to Export Development Canada, the international risk experts, for your support of the Fearless Women podcast. Supporting Canadian companies of all sizes succeed on the world stage, EDC takes your worries away and helps you grow your business with confidence. When your business has no borders, neither does your potential. Find out more at edc.ca/womenintrade. Thank you to BDC, the bank devoted exclusively to entrepreneurs, for your support of the Fearless Women podcast. We love smart companies that want to amplify women's voices. For more information, go to bdc.ca/women.